With COVID-19 cases in Massachusetts soaring along with hospitalizations, a top health official says it would not be a surprise if the state took a step back in reopening. All the key metrics that measure the spread of the coronavirus and its impact on the healthcare system in Massachusetts are moving in an alarming direction, said Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health.
Given the trajectory we're going on, it would not surprise me if we followed other areas, either countries or urban areas, in pulling back.
Speaking Monday during Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's regular weekly update on the city's response to the pandemic, Dr. Kerouac, who's a member of Governor Charlie Baker's reopening advisory board, said he has no inside information on what steps state officials might take to attempt to arrest the spread of the virus. In the Bay State Health Hospital system Monday, there were 103 COVID-19 patients, the highest number since late April.
Our staff are fatigued and they're stressed, and they know that there's still a long way to go.
Springfield recorded 675 confirmed cases of COVID-19 last week, November 22nd to the 28th, an increase of 43 cases from the previous week. The 165 confirmed cases on Wednesday, November 25th, was the highest for a single day in the city since the start of the pandemic, according to Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
My hope around that 165 is that it reflected individuals who went to get tested before traveling for Thanksgiving. When I look at that 165, I'm hopeful that there were infections that were prevented because individuals got their positive tests and acted accordingly.
The COVID-19 test positivity rate in Springfield is 8.4%. Clusters of cases have been identified at 3 long-term care facilities and 2 group homes in Springfield, and contact tracing efforts are underway to try to contain the outbreaks. Springfield's public safety agencies are being impacted by the surge in the virus. The Springfield Police Department has 26 officers off the job because of COVID-19. 5 cadets at the police academy are isolating, and the academy has switched to remote classes, according to Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot.
So the academy is still continuing without missing a beat.
The Springfield Fire Department has 8 people out after either testing positive for COVID-19 or after being exposed to someone with the virus. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.